Thank you, Madam Chair, and I am impressed by your responses and by the commitment that you have shown in Chile to addressing addressing history's wrongs in terms of women and their families. I have several questions that dig deeper into some of your responses. One was dealing with institutional violence, state-led violence, including the case of the 20,000 children who were illegally adopted. I had asked you questions about reparations, both for the survivors and the victims and the family members. And as I said, new reforms in criminal justice, both internationally and nationally, call for survivor-centric reparations. And you yourself, in your own Truth and Reconciliation Commission's report, call for the recognition of the dignity of victims and the pain suffered by their relatives. So it calls for reparations for the victim as well as family members. So that was one question. The second question regarding the Women, Peace and Security agenda and your National Action Plan, Your Excellencies, may I very respectfully ask you a question that might be related to your slight misunderstanding of a national action plan. A national action plan under the Women, Peace and Security agenda is not only about women's representation in the security forces, but women's leadership as peace builders, as peace negotiators. And that is why in the future and currently we will need scientists who are also trained in peace, especially given your leadership in the space program and in artificial intelligence related lethal autonomous weapon system, where you have taken a lead to say technology cannot control us, we need to control technology. So my question to you is, what steps will you take in your new national action plan to ensure that women lead in peace building, especially in a time of great conflict in the world? Your question was absolutely right. The regulations that I had recommended are meant for the Global North, developers, programmers, CEOs, those who are leading technology's next revolution. But you need to amplify those questions that we asked you so that they get related to the Global North's developers, CEOs, technologies, because they have a duty under the new Global Digital Compact and the new resolution by the UN General Assembly, which calls for all new technologies to be in line with the Sustainable Development Goals and to ensure that those countries in the Global South that are yet to reach the level of some of those corporations in the Global North are enabled in terms of parity, to reconcile those differences and to hold those accountable to the development of these new technologies. And then finally, I had a question to the Chief, to the Justice, in terms of the policies that you have created on caregiving as a right and receiving care as a right. Would the courts have jurisdiction over this in terms of, is it justiciable in a court? Or is it only in the realm of a policy? Thank you.